Welcome to A Junior VC Unfiltered. I am your host, Mazin, and this week I have with me Keshav, Abhinay, and Ramandeep. In this episode, we'll discuss our latest piece, Will Digit Simplify Insurance to Pull in India? Keshav, can you get us started by telling our listeners why we decided to write about Digit Insurance this week?
Sure, Mazin. Happy to do that. So I think Digit has been one of the most exciting insurtech companies which has been born in India in the last few years, right? And I think we have been tracking it for quite some time. We're very keen to write it. And I think the trigger was pulled when it actually became one of the first unicorns of the year early in January 2021. And I think what was very interesting about Digit and what the other sort of writers will also talk about, I think is two facts. One is that if we look at the insurance industry itself, right, it is riddled with inefficiencies, right, in the sense that the first is that policy wording, all of that is very opaque. It is designed to be against the consumer or the person who's buying the insurance, right? It's very complicated, jargonized, all of that. And the second is that the claim settlement, which is there, right, that is a pretty poor experience, right? It again is designed to benefit the insurance players rather than the end consumer who's buying and paying for the premiums. And these are the two fundamental sort of problems which Digit targeted. And it added a digital or tech layer on top of it. And it has beautifully sort of grown over the years. So I think that is the reason why we were very interested to see how it has grown so quickly in the last 3 to 4 years. And that's why we decided to write about it.
Definitely is a huge market with a lot of potential and inefficiencies to solve. Abhinay, can you tell us how Digit got started and what problem exactly were they solving? Keshav touched on it, but if you can elaborate a bit.
Sure. So first, understand Digit's journey, right? How it started. The journey started, you can see, you know, probably the journey is as much of the startup or as much of this founder as well. So it was started by Kamesh Goyal, back around 2016. But to understand how it actually evolved, we have to go back to the roots of Kamesh Goyal. He comes from a small town in Rajasthan. He completed his education. And then, you know, he worked in industry for around 32 years before starting up. He has actually, worked with Bajaj Allianz for a very good amount of around 20 years. And then he decided to start this business. Reason being, when you look at the insurance industry, it is as Keshav was mentioning, right? It is based on fear selling. It is based on a lot of, you know, mis-selling that agents do. There is a lot of gap between what customers understand and what actually is insurance about, right? So there was so much of gaps that Kamesh could identify that he felt that now is the time. Now there needs to be a simplicity built here, as well as transparency in the insurance policies, right? So somewhere when he saw one survey where, you know, only 29% of the respondents were happy with their current insurance provider, he felt there is a need and somebody has to take on the problem. And who better than somebody who has worked in this industry for 32 years? That's how he started. He started in Bangalore. He was just before that, he was in Germany. A good incident happened because, you know, somebody with 32 years of experience, he will feel the material comfort you have with the life, right? Do you want to take this risk-taking enterprise now? What do you want to do? So he spoke to his mother. Mother inspired him to start. And then he started Digit Insurance in 2016. Fundamental thing that he wanted to do was, let's simplify the documents to this level that even a 15-year-old person can understand, right? No, otherwise the TNCs that we see before signing any insurance document, they become so legal, it becomes virtually impossible for anybody like you and me to understand. So they simplified it to an extent. Also, they started leveraging technology, like leveraging mobile phones, etc., to make the claim process faster. They also, they believe in customer service. So they ensure that there is a 5-star service and multiple other aspects, ensuring that NPS is the key differentiating factor that they build. And to do so, they also started with a niche around motor insurance. Once they found that they have right processes and team built in, then they started, moving into other insurances like health insurance during COVID time and other offerings. But idea remains similar. We have to simplify insurance.
It's an amazing value proposition. I mean, it goes back to making a good user experience, something that traditional insurance companies neglected. Keshav, can you tell us how big this market is? It sounds like a large market. And how has Digit performed over the last few years?
Sure, Mazen. So I think talking briefly about the market evolution itself, right? So if I talk about the Indian market, the average insurance penetration is around 3.7% of the total GDP, right? And that is among one of the lowest in various countries, right? So if we compare Brazil, China, they're at 5 to 6% of insurance penetration. US and UK are at 11%, 14%, right? And that insurance penetration number itself has remained pretty stagnant over the last few years. So this was 2.7%, I think, 10 years back, and it hasn't sort of moved up really in that sense. But there are some fundamental changes which are happening, right? So if we talk about the average premium per person, that has increased from $4, which was in FY10, to $19 per person. Insurance density is increasing, especially in tier one, tier two markets. And insurance as a product is moving from a push-based kind of a product to a pull-based kind of a product, driven by the pandemic, of course, right? And quickly talking about the market size for the insurance industry, right? So if we talk about the gross written premiums, which is sort of the main metric on the basis of which insurance industry sort of is estimated or sized up, insurance market was at $130 billion in gross written premium in 2020 and in India, and was expected to grow to $250 billion by 2025. And within this, life insurance dominates. So 81% of the market comprises of life insurance industry, and non-life insurance industry is around $25 billion, right? And within this, if we talk about non-life, we have primarily four categories. One is motor insurance, second is health insurance, third is commercial, and fourth is crop insurance, right? Within this, motor and health are the top two sort of segments, where motor has close to $10 billion market and health has $7.5 billion market, right? So that is on the market size itself. And to talk about sort of what Digit was doing in this space, right? So they primarily started with focusing first on fire insurance and motor insurance. I think Ramandeep might cover about why they started with that and what was their rationale behind that. But in terms of the numbers itself, right, they have grown very well over the last few years. So if we talk about just their revenue numbers, right, so they clocked gross premiums of close to 3,200 crore in FY21, which was up from 44% from the previous FY. And in terms of the expenses, around 13 to 20% of its revenue was spent as expenses. And within that also, there are two main categories. So one is branding sales expenses, which have hovered around 40 to 50% of the overall expenses. And that is because if you are a young insurtech upstart, you have to create trust, right? And that is where it spent a majority of the money. And apart from that, it was building out the tech stack, team building, operational cost, all of that, which was there, right? And the company has been very sort of nimble in the sense that it has been profitable for the first three quarters of FY21. And obviously, I think COVID was sort of the booster, in the sense that even when, if we talk about FY21, when the insurance industry, the gross written premiums grew only by 10 to 11%. For Digit, the GWP growth was still 60% plus. So that is a very impressive thing. And the last thing is that if we look at the market structure itself, only 2 to 3% of the market is online right now, right? Bulk of the market, 90-95%, is still driven by offline agents. And there's a sizable network which has been created by the large giants like Life Insurance Corporation of India, right? Digit realized that. And to target customers in tier two, tier three towns, it actually set up 5,000 on-ground insurance agents, and they sort of reached out to these customers who were more sort of who had a preference to be sold these insurance policies offline, be able to speak to them, create a trust with their target segment, and then sort of bring in the tech layer to further bring efficiencies.
So, growing industry, and Digit seems to have like really capitalized on what the legacy players were not doing, which was focusing on the customer experience, as well as adapting to the market and kind of having that sales force on the ground. Ramandeep, can you elaborate a bit more on how they're doing today and what does the future look like for Digit?
Sure, Majin. So the future of for the current scenario for Digit, if you look at it, they already, as Keshav pointed out, they started with motor insurance business, and during the pandemic they ventured into the health insurance segment. And they have been doing pretty well in that segment. And that was the major reason why they have been profitable in the first three quarters of this year. In fact, that also boosted their revenue a lot. They have a 44% growth in gross written premiums thanks to their new health insurance business, despite the fact that during the COVID, you had the motor insurance business doing pretty bad. So that's a very important factor to point out here. Apart from this, in the health insurance business, they have a much more higher margin and they have a pretty good renewal rates. So hence, the customer stickiness has been the key factor for Digit. They have a NPS of 70%, which they were able to achieve despite the COVID. It was lower during the initial hiccup times of the COVID lockdown. But then eventually they came up with a lot of process innovations to improve on the NPS level and bring it back to the pre-COVID level while working from the in the remote way, right? So the present is pretty phenomenal to say the least. Now coming to the future, in the first segment they have to compete with the other digital players like Echo. At the same time, they also have to now compete with the traditional players, which are now looking more and more like Digit and Echo themselves. So you have companies like Bajaj Alliance and ICICI Prudentials, which are coming in front, and they are also trying to build up an omni-channel experience selling their insurance digitally, right? So that's one major threat of the competitor that Digit might see in the future. But at the same time, you know, being a very cloud-first company, being completely online, they have a strong competitive advantage over the, you know, the traditional players out there. For their future avenue of growth, they have found out many multiple growth centers already. So, for example, they have partnered with a company called PayPoint to bring affordable healthcare and COVID insurance to the rural India, basically increasing the penetration of insurance itself in the market. They also, by the way, have a special pages on their website, which simplifies every term of the insurance. So they are trying to make insurance as simple as possible for a common person to understand, which I believe is a strong investment now that they are entering the rural India as well. They have also now started offering a solution for the SMEs to fulfill the rising demand of group health insurance for their co-workers, which till now is a category of users which have not been tapped by other players in the market, which specifically focus on corporate kind of plans. So in that sense, Digit is definitely a rocket ship, and they have been doing phenomenal. And we hope to see amazing growth in that startup, and maybe we will cover them again in the future.
Yeah, certainly sounds like they're perfectly poised for a very promising and bright future with both a rapidly growing industry as well as, you know, their focus on improving the customer experience. Thank you so much, everyone, for tuning in to a Junior VC Unfiltered. We hope you enjoyed this episode, and we will see you again next week.